You don't prepare in a battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in the ministry to compete, you are in the ministry of war. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a gold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do this so well. Conference in the year 2020. Thank you, Lord, for your directions. Thank you for your grace that is strong and powerful upon this house. We want to say be exalted in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father, that you will anoint these lips of clay. Let your word coming from my mouth come with power and precision in the name of Jesus. Let them be according to your counsel. Let them be established on your will. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Can I hear a big amen? Say that amen loud and clear. Hallelujah. I want to bless God for Pastor Austin. Let's celebrate God's gift. I want to bless God for the privilege given to me to stand and be a blessing to God's people. I want to bless God specifically also for Pastor Blessed, our wonderful mother of the house. Can you clap and do that well? Hallelujah. We want to bless God for you. Thank you for giving me the privilege to be a blessing to God's people. Despite the fact that we had to operate virtually, I really appreciate the privilege. Amen. And I want to announce also by myself that by the grace of God, in the month of March 2021, my first meeting for the year, I will be live in the city of Benin. Amen. And I will be in this great house. It will not be a virtual meeting, trusting God that there will be no COVID-20. Amen. It will not be a virtual meeting, to be live meeting by March. Amen. And it's going to be a great one in the name of Jesus. I trust also that by that time, I will come with my wife. All right, that will be our first official meeting together. So, get set. We're coming. Who is excited? Your who is fake. Who is excited? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I have a word for the house. The Lord spoke to me. A season is coming. A season is coming. The next phase after a ministry has built well the foundation is called the crisis phase. Can you tone down a bit? After a ministry has succeeded in building foundations, whether strong or weak, but in this case of this ministry, noble in Christ, strong foundation. Amen. The next phase that the ministry experiences is the crisis phase. And that's the phase where there's going to be separation between those who will be working long-term with the ministry and those who are on short-term. Alright? And the Lord spoke to my heart, and I want to drop this word for the house, that those who are workers, who are ministers, with God's servant, Reverend Austin, should do it with faithfulness. Alright? Do it with faithfulness. Every man seeketh his own, but a faithful man who can find. Do it with faithfulness. Your ministry does not start the day you give something a name. Your ministry starts the day you start working for the purpose of the kingdom. So there are people who are not yet faithful, believing that the day you put a name to something, then your ministry has started, you'll be deceiving yourself. You are not serving man, you are serving God. You are not serving Pastor Austin, you are serving God. And one burden I have is that we are in a generation where we have more wolves than shepherds. Alright, more devourers than those who keep the sheep. God has blessed you with a pastor after his heart. And I won't say this if I have not observed that the man of God is tested and trusted. He has blessed you with a pastor after his heart and a pastor's wife that loves you like a mother. I want to encourage and beg. Myself and your pastor have not discussed anything. Not anything. Alright? But I want to encourage you to serve faithfully. Rally around the man that God has blessed you with. Support the work. Give yourself to it, but faithful. Alright? Serve. Give and be given to the work. Amen. And you will see the result. You will see what God will do in return. Don't forget, you are not men pleasers. You are not just those who are serving while he can see you alone. In the same manner you serve whilst he can see you. Amen. Give yourself to the work. Pour your heart to it. Give everything about you to the work. And then God will reward you in the name of Jesus. Say, God will reward you. The ministry is going to be entering into a new phase. I know it by the Spirit of God. Alright, prepare. Great things are spoken of you. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear a bigger amen? Hallelujah. Alright, hear me. Thank you, Lord. We want to quickly delve into something very strong. Alright. The theme for this year's national conference is the man on a mission. The man on a mission. Alright? And I've been given a very serious assignment to do. And that is building spiritual capacity for the mission. Building spiritual capacity for the mission. Building spiritual capacity for the mission. Alright? And I believe God has a word for us through this subject matter. Can I hear a big amen? Alright, I want to quickly take us as we run through scriptures to lay foundations, alright, of the direction of the meeting. We'll lay foundation of the direction of the meeting, and I trust that God is going to lead us by His strength in the name of Jesus. I want us to quickly look at the book of Luke chapter number 2. The book of Luke, chapter number 2. Luke, chapter number 2. Alright, I start the reading from... let's start the reading from verse 12 and verse 42. Luke 2, verse 42. We'll start the reading from verse 42. And when he was 12 years old, they went to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. Luke 2, verse 42. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not, but they supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him amongst their kinfolks and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. Verse 46. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. That is, he was listening to them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. And his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God and with men. He increased in wisdom. He increased in stature. He increased in favor with God and with men. All right, prophecies had gone ahead. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. He came 100% God, 100% man. But there was still a need for the God-man to grow. He increased in wisdom. He increased in stature. He increased in favor with God. That is, what is favor with God? That is, in terms of intimacy. He grew. Both with God and with men. All right, we're going to come back to break these things down. I want us also to pick our Bibles and journey also to the book of 1 Samuel. If you have your Bible, journey quickly to the book of 1 Samuel. Let's start the reading from verse 2, chapter number 2. 1 Samuel chapter number 2. If you're there, say amen. Now, I start the reading from verse 12. Now, let's look at another story that is quite contrasting to that. Now, the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. They knew not the Lord. And the priest's custom with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant came while the flesh was in sitting with a flesh hook of three teeth in his hand, and he struck it into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot, that all that the flesh hook brought up, the priest took for himself. It was a very fantastic time to be a priest. Imagine you're going to church to go and eat meat, and you say it's priestly duty. Amen. Amen. I mean, many people would have loved to be pastors in these days and time. Look at the custom of the priest. When you come to the temple you have one sacrifice, one ordinance to perform or the other. All that the priest need to do, they call it pruning fork. It has three mouths. So they come to your pot, it's their right. They stab it into the meat. Anything it breaks out belongs to them. So imagine mommy Ophni and mommy Phineas at home. And they say, Daddy Ophni has gone to the temple, to the tabernacle. And what is he going to do? He has his pruning fork. Alright, he say, you make that soup, I'm coming with meat. And then they'll go there, stab it into anything he brings. Belongs to the priest. Fantastic thing, really. But that's not where we're going to. There was a contrast there. Now, look at it. Verse 14. And he struck it into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot. All that the flesh who brought up, the priest took for himself. So they did in Shiloh unto all the Israelites that come thither. And before they that burnt fat, the priest's servant came and said to the man that sacrificed, give flesh to roast for the priest, for he will not have sodden flesh of thee, but raw. If any man said to him, let them not fail to burn the fat priest presently, and take as much as the soul desireth, then he would answer him, nay, but thou shalt give it me now, and if not, I will take it by force. Wherefore the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord. For men abhorred the offering of the Lord. Now, in the midst of this amazing and appalling level of irregularities, look at what the Bible had to say in verse 18. But Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child, girded with linen ephod. Moreover, his mother made him a little coat and brought it to him from year to year when she came up with her husband to offer yearly sacrifice. Now, look at it. In the midst of a very terrible, chaotic, perverse generation, when the sons of the prophet, Samuel grew not having anyone to look up to. He grew not having anyone to model who a true priest is. Alright? Ophni and Phinehas were terrible children. They were priest children. But they will come to the church and then they will mess up different ladies. And they were doing terrible things. The Bible called them sons of Belial. Alright, I want to show you something. Look at 1 Samuel, look at verse 3, chapter number 3. Now, the Lord began to introduce Samuel to himself. Samuel was lying down, just close, alright, to the veil of the temple. He was laying down at night. He wouldn't go inside to sleep. The Bible said the lamp had not gone out. Now, while the young child was lying down, he heard a voice saying, Samuel. And he will get up, run to Eli. Eli said, I didn't call you. The second time, Samuel. He got up, went to Eli. Eli said, I didn't call you. The third time, Eli looked at him and perceived that the Lord was calling him. And he said, go back and sleep. When you hear the voice, say, speak, Lord, for your servant listen. Now, God was introducing him as a child to his person. He was introducing him. You know, scripture had talked about Samuel as a man with a difference. Alright? He had been described as the one who was ministering before the Lord. There was quite some similarities between Samuel and the man Zechariah. Because in the same light, Zechariah was ministering before the Lord in Luke chapter number 1. When suddenly he saw Gabriel standing and giving the counsel of the Lord, but Zechariah would not believe what Gabriel was saying. So it is possible to be ministering before the Lord and not know the Lord. Are you seeing that? Yes, Samuel was ministering before the Lord, but when the Lord came, he couldn't identify the Lord. And the Lord was bringing him into acquaintance. You know, one thing we must know about God is this. God is our Father. The highest revelation of God you can have is God as Abba, Daddy. He walks us as children into maturity. God does not leave his children behind. He walks us, he grooms us. Takes us from the point we are. As long as we are willing to follow, it brings us to maturity. God didn't call Samuel once and keep quiet. He called him thrice. And the Lord began to speak to Samuel. It was going to be the beginning of something strong. Now look at verse 11. 1 Samuel 3 verse 11. And the Lord said unto Samuel, behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I begin, I will also make it end. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth. Because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. Therefore, I have sworn unto the house of Eli, that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice, nor offering forever. Now, God was speaking here. He was giving him instruction. He was introducing him to his nature. He was showing him that there is a standard. Now, in that same 1 Samuel, chapter number 3, as we journey downward, we see a similarity between Luke 2, 46, and 1 Samuel 3, verse 19. The Bible said, and Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him.
and did not let any of his words fall to the ground. I want to say this to you, that the one of the best thing that can happen to you in your journey of development as a child of God is to master staying with God. There's no history, has no record of anyone that left this world triumphantly, like the devil does not exist. Pull down the kingdom of darkness, these mighty things, without intimacy with God. And that's why he does everything possible. If he cannot distract a man from prayer, he will keep his lips moving, but his heart wandered out. Are you following me? Let me say this to you. If we are talking about building capacity for the mission, we have looked at the story of two people, and scripture kept making a reference to the fact that they grew. They grew. Ha! Growth! We thought he was fine. While we were there praying, we've been fasting without food, just water for 3 days. But while we were there praying, he received a call that the girl they've been living couple's life back then in Nigeria was not around. I was amazed to see this brother we thought had now caught the fire of the Holy Ghost. All of a sudden, he left hands while we were praying, went home to break the fast, and was in the room with the girl for more than a week. The seed grew, but cannot withstand adversity. The seed grew, but cannot withstand temptations. Let me say this to you. Weaknesses don't go away. We outgrow them. Hallelujah. Now somebody saying that this thing is going to go, it's going to go. Nah, we outgrow them. Oh. Someone says, Pastor, I'm battling with the sin of masturbation. How do I become free? I say, hold the word. You have come out for more than 20 altar calls for masturbation. Which one made you free? You shall know the truth. The truth makes. The truth is like an engineer. It engineers your freedom. In the book of Isaiah 10 verse 27, it says, it will come to pass afterwards that the yoke of the Assyrians shall be destroyed, and this yoke shall be broken by the anointing. Look at it. Why else it says that it will come to pass afterwards that the yoke of the Assyrians will not be able to fit into your neck because you have grown so fat. That is, the yoke is still the yoke, but you increase in size. You can't enter anymore. That's capacity. The devil brings the same thing that you will have listened to before and turn your head around. Now you are introduced to the same thing, but the man has outgrown it. Come on now. There used to be a time you were growing. If you see baby food, you are interested. As a child in the house, you have siblings that are just been born. They keep the food in the wardrobe. You go there, you love it, you take some out of it. Two or not two. Now the same food is still the same food, but something has happened to your own growth. You have increased in size. Are you following me? The heir of the house, as long as he is a child, differeth him nothing from a servant. Let me say this to you. You cannot fulfill the calling in the state, in the same state you were when you received the calling. Okay. You cannot. There is no. You see, you receive the calling in a state. But the call of God is designed. You grow to enter into the version of its fulfillment. Unto us a child is born, but unto us a son is given. Sons are not given, or no one is given to be a blessing until they mature into sons. Romans 8:19. For the earnest expectation of creation waits for the manifestation of sons. Not babies. Manifestation of sons. In Luke 1, a cry was heard in Ramah. Rachel weeping for her children, for they were no more. Whenever the enemy strikes, children goes first. Son stays. Lift your hand. Say, I will grow. Say it again, I grow. Say it again, I grow. Let me quickly show you a scripture. Let me show you a scripture. Because I perceive that many of us need to wake up and smell the coffee to the reality of what God wants to do in our lives. Are you following what I'm saying here? Let me see. God will take you serious and your assignment serious to the degree that you take him serious.
One beautiful thing about this kingdom is this. If you fail to build capacity for the fulfillment of your God-given vision, you will watch others who have built capacity do it in a glorious way and be a spectator. You will. You will. Turn your Bibles quickly. Acts of Apostles, chapter number 6. Acts 6. Acts, chapter number 6. You want to look at the priority of men who had walked with Jesus. Acts 6. Now, I'll start the reading from verse 1. In those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose murmurings of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in daily ministration. The 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, "It is not a reason that we should leave the word of God and serve our tables. It makes no sense for us to leave the word of God and just be given to ordinances. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out amongst you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." These are the 2 legs upon which mission stands. We'll give ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. We'll give ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. We'll give ourselves to prayer and to what? The ministry of the word. Whether you are a musician or you are a preacher, we'll give ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Whether you are an usher or the one who is in the media, we'll give ourselves to what? Prayer and to the ministry of the word. You can't stand on one. You can't stand without the boat. Look at the priority. We will give ourselves to prayer. Growth in ministry is not measured by increase in philosophical thought. You know, there are people who now talk ancient wise talks, something they heard from the elders. Do you get what I'm saying? Ministry is not like that. We will give ourselves to prayer. Somebody say prayer. Say it again. We'll give ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Let's start with prayer. You cannot, I'm saying this, you cannot fulfill divine mandate without contact with heaven. A man who is not praying is like a plane without contact with the control room. It will be missing. You cannot. There's no plan B to prayer. There's no substitute. There's nothing like if prayer doesn't work, try praise. If you pray according to his will, it works. There's not like if prayer doesn't work, try worship. You ask and receive not because he asks amiss. Prayer. There's no substitute to prayer. Christ himself will separate himself in the third watch of the night and pray and be in contact with heaven. Are you following what I'm saying here? We will give ourselves continually to prayer. What are we praying? We are praying into the will of God. We are entering into his heart. We are entering into the depth of intimacy. We are spending time to know him. We are building capacity. Somebody said, I prayed. I'm just finished praying for 6 hours. Time only counts where love doesn't count. If you can count it, it doesn't count. When you enter into the depth of prayer, you lose touch of time. And let me say this to you. This is the reason why no one can brag about prayer. You know not how to pray as you ought to. But the Spirit of God maketh intercessions for us with groanings that can be uttered. How do you brag for an activity that when you do it becomes stronger? If you let me say this to you. If you are praying and you are getting weaker, you are not praying in the Spirit. If you are praying and you are getting more tired, you are not praying in the Spirit. When we do this activity, there's an edification coming up on our inside. But ye beloved, building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. I'm saying the other time, you are only confused until your knees touch the ground. You are only weak until your knees touch the ground. A man who speaks to God can confront any man. You know, I noticed something that prayer is addicting. Hi. Prayer can become your most natural, supernatural, spontaneous response.
in a sense that when you have stayed with God to the point that when you are not attempting to pray, you are praying. Well, we are just driving in the car and just looking, all of a sudden just break out. Makila and Makala. Zinge bremikom brabika. Pray without ceasing does not mean keep shouting all the time. Me connect without breaking. Elandi kos. Ikan di kambre. Ilate. Zemble ikombri ida. No, you are not trying to pray. You're not trying to pray. Now let me ask you a question. You are in a relationship. Do you count talking with your spouse as a work? Huh? Where there is consistent communication, there is more affection. Prayer grows our love for God. Now hear me. You can never enter into the old counsel of God for a generation without being in contact with that God. You don't get what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? You say, the whole counsel, though. You can't. Sometimes I go to places and they say, this person is. I get there, I look at the person. Sir, many believers, they have been emptied. The devil has punctured them loose. Yet. That's why it matters whose report you believe. Yes. There are people that they will tell you, well, I'm not doing ministry now, I'm doing this. They can't pay the price for the consecration required in ministry. So they try to measure up by telling you different kind of stories. It takes a lot of price to stay consistently for decades. It takes price in the place of prayer. It takes price. I was ministering somewhere, and that's 10 years ago, 2010. As I stepped in there to minister, the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, there are two boys here. They are gays. Now, in that meeting, the boys in that meeting were about five, including myself. Then my host. So I looked around. The Holy Ghost said, you see, in the prophetic, if it smells like a rat, it's a rat. The reason why we don't have prophet who can stand and say this is what God is saying is because only few are praying. You don't get what I'm saying? We were coming back to that season that even in a phase where things are failing, we can have men that say, God said this. I didn't hear it. It was not taught mentally. I waited in the place of prayer and I can see on all authority. This is what God is saying. The Lord said, there are two guys here. You are gays. All eyes closed. Of course, you know they won't close their eyes. Come out and be prayed for. Nobody came out. Come out and be prayed for. Well, now, let me. If you are in such a situation and you just say, okay, let's just move on. Something is wrong with your scepter of authority. Now, that God revealed it is up to God. What now happens next is up to me. You don't get that now. Now, I asked, Father, wherever they are, fish them. Everybody, all eyes closed. 1 to 10. 1 to 10 now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I heard a very big sound on the ground. Bim. One, he fell headlong on his head. The hand, he couldn't guide himself. He just went like this and hit his head on the ground. I wasn't too happy. Because the sky is still there. Whenever I see him, the sky is still there. Then the second person, as we mentioned 10, I heard another sound on the glass. Pah! He had broken glass. Hey! And then we carried the both of them. And then he was crying. And said, this one initiated him into this. 20. How many times have you gone to places that God could have used you to display his strength, but you are not the man for the job because you are not in contact with God? Are you following what I'm saying now? How many times that God would have shown you that person walking crippled? Go and take the crutches off the leg. You say, what if this fellow doesn't walk? Because you see, you have not stayed enough in the place of prayer where you have built up your most holy faith to see what everyone is seeing. And many times we have wasted many divine agendas because they are coming to men who are not praying. In the prophetic, if it smells like a rat, it's a rat. Because it matters where it's coming from. I finished ministering in church. Yeah, 2012. Pastoring in, I won't mention the name. Greeting workers. They were greeting. This young man shook my hands. As he shook my hand, I smelled immorality. I smelled it. That's why some people don't like prophet. I smelled immorality. I said, where are you coming from? Then he went on his knees and began to cry. Our churches have become so cold that both tiger, the devil and dragon, they all worship together and they will still hold microphone. You see, God is here. Which God? I was in my house praying hot afternoon, and the Holy Ghost said to me, son, stand up now. Go to so and so person's house. Now, do that now. Do that now. I sensed the urgency. I was greatly troubled in my heart. I had that urgency. Go to so and so person's house now. Go to that person's house. So I picked my shirt, took bike, got down at the house. I knocked the door. Who is at home? Nobody answered. Knocked the door. Who is at home? Nobody answered. I had that urge in my spirit to keep knocking. I kept on knocking. Kept on knocking. Until the woman of the house came out crying. Crying. Soaked with tears. Then she said, Pastor, God bless you. Thank you for coming. Indeed, God has sent you to me. I said, what's happening? We sat down to talk. She said she woke up that morning and a voice kept telling her, today is your last day on earth. Are you aware? Today is your last day on earth. Are you aware? Start preparing the mind of all your children because you will soon go home to be with the Lord. And guess what? She began to prepare their minds and was telling them, have you ever heard that somebody died and they said the person gave a clue? Sometimes they wrote a Facebook post. Sometimes it was called they didn't win this battle. When you do it, you are signing it. Hakelat, yeah. They didn't win the battle. Why do people see themselves in vision that they die before they die? Because the devil cannot do it until you sign. He can't. And she started telling her children, we may say we will live long and not live long. Hear me? There's no such thing in this kingdom. Bishop Oyedepo said, if you hear that I die now, don't cry. I'll wake up myself. That's another reality. If you don't talk from the realm God is, the enemy will collect something from you and give you part two. And she began to prepare the mind of the children. She cooked good food. And the same voice told her, now go and sleep on your bed and I take you away gently. And she went to sleep straight like this. Serious level of oppression. And she was there. And really, it was the spirit was going to take her away. Now, this is not film. Real life. She was struggling for her life. And you know, as at that time, she was still a growing Christian. She was still growing. So she was shouting Jesus. And they say, I'll call my pastor. My pastor, I'm going to call my pastor. I pray for her a lot. And the spirit told her, even if you call your pastor before he gets here, I've taken you away. Then while the spirit told her that, then they heard me knocking at the door. Knocking. There is a voice that is faster than the voice of the spirit of death. God had gone ahead to say, son, go there. But do you know, if I was not connected at the moment the voice came, it's like a message on WhatsApp. Your data is not on. Everyone has dropped message, but you are not connected. I would have thought it's just about me not being connected, but I have already wasted somebody's life. Your lack of connection is going to cost a generation something. Are you following me? It would have just been that I was busy. I could be busy gisting. But that busyness away from contact with heaven would have given the devil a space to destroy somebody. And when that spirit heard, I was shouting, who is at home? And she said that was when she gained freedom
to rush out and then open the door. Our intimacy with God goes beyond ourselves alone. It is going to help a generation. It is going to save a generation. I will share another story with you. I remember vividly, I'm going to share many stories on the subject of prayer. I returned from church on Sunday afternoon and I knelt down to pray. Okay, now hear me. Christians, never be too busy to go on your knees. Never be too busy to go on your knees. In the day, early in the morning, at night, go on your knees. I went on my knees praying in the Holy Ghost. Man, because I've learned a custom. When you are tired is when you pray the most. Having done all stand. I was praying those prayers when something flashed in my spirit and I saw a car matched somebody's head and I stood up. Now, don't pray warfare prayers on your knees. Stand. And I say, I rebuke this. It will not come to pass. It will not stand. The more you take issues that... See, let me say this to you. When a matter is about to happen in your vicinity, God looks for sons who are connected and drop it on their table so they can legislate over the matter. The more you waste cases, is the more none is brought to you. Imagine a lawyer who doesn't receive case. He's wasted. Just useless. So God brought the matter. I stood. I canceled this. It will not stand. It will not come to pass. You know, I was praying like my life depended on it. It will not come to pass. I cancel it. I rebuke the devil. Get your hands off the people in my circle and command. I was still praying that prayer when suddenly a call came in. And where the call came from, I knew it must be an emergency. I picked the call. They were shouting and crying on phone. I said, Pastor, run down, run down, run down. Something has happened. A car has hit one of your sons. Ha! What's happening? This is the matter we are still legislating over. I got there. What happened? It was an orphanage home. It's pastoring them. A visitor came. Look at one of the children. Gave him 10 naira. The boy jumped the fence to go and buy biscuit. As he was about crossing the road, he was already in front of the bus before the driver saw him. The driver manipulated. He could have run him over. As he rolled his hand, the bus somersaulted. But the door of the bus, this boy was just 5 years old then. The door of the bus hit his head and it removed. You know what it means for that to happen? The door of the bus removed and his skull opened and I was seeing his brain. Huh? The skull splitted open. And the boy was just shaking and jacking. He couldn't cry. He couldn't do anything. But prayers had gone ahead. That this event happened in year 20, I can't remember. More than 7 years ago. But by the grace of God, he's still living, bouncing and fine. Nothing wrong, nothing missing. Imagine what would have happened if such matter was brought to you. And you say, Lord, I'm busy now, I'll take care of it later. But that's an urgent matter that heaven needs a legislator over. What does it mean to be in the spirit? It means let your connection be intact. Some believers say, Pastor, I have a weakness. I do see things only after they have come to pass. Because you didn't own your spiritual data on time. Connect. That prayer will not be a lost virtue in the body of Christ. If you study without praying, you'll just be a lecturer. Prayer is prayer that bets us into the counsel of the Father. Prayer. Prayer is the key that opens the mystery of the door of wisdom of the kingdom to us. No one is as wise as the one praying. No one is as foolish as the one who is not praying. I want us to do something before I share the third story and I move on. Rise to your feet, everyone. I want you to get angry. Say, prayerlessness is not my weakness. I enter into the pool of prayer. I'm a man
man of prayer. I love to pray. Prayer is my lifestyle. Now hear me. The possibility of a praying spirit is here. I'm telling you. Such as I have, give I unto you. The possibility is here. Don't take it for granted. Don't take it for granted. I pray. I love to pray. Prayer in my life. Elema kuta. Elema kita. Bila kombi. Kila. Zelema katiaka. Breme kila debe kot. Etikam breme kila te. Zingina makutim bila ketia. Zembe kumbre maka. Tike breme kulatia. Zeketua kalabakatia tish. Zende de makan de manamakaba kebe de makatia. Zende mokombo le jise breme kulati. Zindikam ble kina makete. Zimble kubrumo kulati kasta balakia. Zaka tila maka. Eneke brumo kulata. Zenkila na makende mokule kiata. Ekila makom breme kilata. Zekwa kalamakia. Ekende brumo kulabaka te kilebokotia. Akande kia. Zakabala bakabala baka. Teke brumo kulatia. Zendi makinde brumo kulate. Stekle kima kombro mokula. Zendi kini makende kinamaka. Zindindi ba. Zina makash, zina makash, de makash. Zina makani anamako, zina makesh. Zizi manaka, tina makesh. Saka talabakele brumo kulata. Ekende mokumbli, ha ha Zina katele mokwa, ele makia, enkende mekwa, ele makia. Zakande bremekula, ambe kembe, ina makata, ele makila. Zekele bekele beke, bremekom bromokulata, ekila bakom bremekilatika, zengle kuda kayata bala. Sekela makiatish de bromokula. Emakam bromokula bakabala balaba. Zelemakam telemokom bromokulata. Selemakash. Bremekem bromokula teke bromokula. Jesus. In Jesus. Mighty name we are praying. My first time of stepping to the country of Ghana. As I got to the house, I wanted to enter. Please, people of God, you cannot be a man of stature if you are not a man of prayer. As I wanted to enter, people had come out, greeted us. We're happy. Suddenly I peeked in my spirit. There's a feet I'm seeing here. House on cement. I've seen a feet here. This is the feet of a strange woman. I've seen a feet here. Ha! I went on my knees outside publicly, placed my hands on the ground. I soaked this place with the fire of the Holy Ghost. And I left. When your spirit speaks something, don't move on without dealing with it. Don't move on. I left. I've dealt with it in the spirit. As I was inside at night, one of the boys in that house, can you hear me? One of the boys in that house brought a girl, a woman. He was sleeping with the woman. Brought her inside. As her feet, she got inside the house. She entered with him. As she sat down, she began to shout fire. She began to scream fire, fire, fire. She began to tear her clothes. The boy was confused. What's happening? Because he sneaked to bring her in. Now, publicly, people knew something was wrong. The woman was somebody's wife in that community. And he was messing up with her. Now, the woman began to scream fire. And she said, I will talk. I will confess. I will talk. Oh, I will talk. Now, talk. What's your issue? She said, they told us that you were coming from Nigeria. And we have kept something in this room before you came. What is it? They brought digger and began to dig. And they brought a big pot out. Huh? Now, the room where they brought the pot out from was not my room. People who were in that room also were Christians. How come? How come you were convenient? How come you didn't pick it? How come you didn't know? You've been here. I came just an hour, a few hours ago. We picked something. He said, how come you didn't pick it? This is how people enter into territories and lose their lives. Because they were men who loved mission, but not in contact with God through prayer. Not in contact with God through prayer. I went to minister in the year 2009, 11 years ago, in a correct. Sorry if you are from that place. I stepped into that place to preach. I was teaching from the book of Isaiah 40, from verse 30, 29 to 30, 31. They that wait upon the Lord. I was teaching about the principles of waiting upon the Lord. When all of a sudden, the pastor's wife stood up and walked towards me on the altar. And as she got close, she ran and dived her head into the glass of the altar. And it was blood all over. She was bleeding. Before my eyes, right there. I've not started praying. We're just teaching. Right there. All the choir members stood up before my eyes. And I saw young girls began to use their fingers to scrape the walls. Their hands were bleeding. And they were acting like zombies and scraping. Of 9 girls in that choir, the pastor of the church had 6 daughters amongst them, plus the wife. And they were confessing to how that they have made sure the ministry of the father will get nowhere to happen. But there was a girl uniquely that was screaming in the auditorium. She was shouting. Our own was different. So I told one of the brothers that went with me, I said, go and take this girl. Take her out and pray for her. The girl said, they told us that a man of God is coming from the city of Ile-Ife. Then I was living at Ife. He said, and they told me to come and send him to a journey of no return. Imagine the danger some young ministers put themselves through. Jump from platforms to platform. Now, before that meeting, we prayed for 72 hours non-stop. No sitting. Now, hear me. 72 hours, no sitting, no water. Non-stop. I don't like to share stories of waiting upon the Lord or something. So it doesn't look like we are machos. But it is also important we share so a generation will not see this thing coming easily as something that came when a man was sleeping. You say, I love Pastor Lazarus. He preached with ease. You need to understand. Is he ease of 100 days of prayer, 21 days marathon, 3 days break, 21 days marathon, 3 days break, 21 days marathon, 3 days break, and I was vomiting blood? Ease? And the girl said in that meeting, he said, whenever I go to a place, she was confessing how they walk. She brought out a glass. She doesn't concentrate on this. She was looking at the glass. Say, I will see the man of God there. And she brought a pin wrapped in something. Anywhere they stab with a pin in the mirror, I see the man of God. That place, it will develop an issue with that part of his body. It will battle with it till he dies. And yes, she was trying to do it. And the finger of the Holy Ghost came upon her. Are you following what I'm saying here? A man who is not praying is not covered. Pray. Build capacity for prayer. If you notice, when you hear prayer, fear rings in your heart. Pray till there's no more fear. If you notice when you hear fasting, your heart beat. Pray fast till your heart does not beat anymore. Fast till you conquer it. It is good to feast in the days you have conquered food. That's when you eat for long. I sense in my spirit that people need to enter into the anointing of prayer. I sense it.
Hear me. Hear me. Don't fake it. Don't fake it. Let me share this with you so you can pray. In the year 2009, I traveled home. As I got home, I had a vision overnight. In that vision, I saw myself with many young people who were in the same place, wearing black. And there was a big fat man that sat down. He will pick a register. He will call people's name and their mother's name. And once they call your name, the people will get up themselves and go to, there was a slaughter slab. They will pick a black cloth and tie it on their own face. And somebody known in their family will come with a knife and come and slaughter them. That was the order of the day. And they called me. Called my name. Called my mother's name. And I saw myself walking where I had seen they've killed several people. Walking towards it. Picking the same black cloth. But there was a force on my inside. There was a force pushing me out of there. So in the vision, the force pushed me out. And when I saw the person coming with a knife in the vision, it was somebody who would wake up and sleep in the same house every day. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, this is how many have slept and never woke up. Now, even after that vision, despite the victory, when my father came to wake me for morning devotion, as I opened the door, I fainted and landed in the hospital. Imagine how much more being killed in such vision. If there's a man to pray, there's a God to answer. If there's a man to pray, there's a God to... I want someone to shake certain altars in a place of prayer. Shake them in tongues. I soak with the fire of prayer. Zelema kwa tekia. Don't keep quiet. Don't keep quiet. Don't pray quiet prayers. Zekela makatia ba makatia. Ezemekwante kebala bakia. Zikwante kela mokutia. Zemboku balakia te kebala makia te baka. Zenkletika blake 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 brumokulati. Zenkele mokom bilatia. Zekombre mekilati bramaka. Zembre mekela brumokulata. Bremekubaka. Bremekilatia. Zende kumbili maka. Zende demokombre moku. Indabaka. Akwande makia. Ekayadaba. Akseke mokombre mekia. Zakata tata. Akande makwande malaka. Ayakane. Sekela makiati bramaka. Zende mokombre mekilatis. Take a king de Bromokula. Shilemaka. When there is new wine, there is new power. The peace, the freedom, the kingdom is here. I lay down my life. Carry your new fire today. Make me an offering. Make me an offering. Make me whatever you want me to be. I came here with nothing, but all you have given me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Ah, Shele Maka. Zatala Maka. Shele Maka. Zende Makira. Shele Maka. Bela Mikatia. Azemakele Makia Baka. Bakala Baka Biati. Zenge Makam Brumukula Tiaka. Make me an offering. Make me an offering. Make me whatever You want me to be. I came in with nothing, but all you have given me. Jesus, bring me wine out of me. Ashili makab, labakade mas, ele makabaka, bakabaka, bakadia, zende mokomblika tabakash. Sunan Yesu gadona, sunan Yesu teimakona, sunan Yesu nasaranane. Soon and Yesu me turkey. Soon and Yesu gadonami. Soon and Yesu tei makona. Soon and Yesu nasaranane. Soon and Yesu me turkey. Amen. Amen. The moment you start noticing that God intends to go far with your life, get victory over your enemies. Hear me. In the year 2011, I separated myself with a fast. You know, they call me Pastor Marathon. Everyone in my cycle, you must fast. You must. And I knew where I was coming from. I was not ready to fake it. I bought a book by Dr. Dike Olukoya titled When the Deliverer Needs Deliverance. I started reading. Sometimes I will read 1 a.m. at night, and I would just scream. There was a time the security men came to guard at my house. They said I needed to pack out because I was not letting neighbors rest. Normally, I'm not the kind that would disturb neighbor, but the book that you will read to some point and just shout, yeah! At night, I couldn't hold it. I hold my mouth. I decided I was going to fast and seek the face of God. So I separated myself. I will not see the light of the sun. I will not drink water. I will not eat food till God, you show me help. I want my case to be different. You know, I started waiting and crying. I can't remember. One of those days, I fell into a sleep, deep sleep. And then I fell into a vision. And I saw myself in that same room. And somebody, a man, a dead body, was beside me. And I saw an angel of the Lord standing. And he said, "Do you know this person?" I said, "No." He said, "Look intently." I looked. I said, "No." He asked me the third time. I looked. I said, "I don't know this person." He said, "This is the father of your grandfather." Huh? I've never seen his picture. He had just one hair, one strand of hair on his head. And the angel brought out a trumpet. I'm telling you my own personal encounter. And said, "I will wake him up for you." When he died with something that belongs to all of you. You will pick yours and you will continue. And he brought the trumpet out in that vision. And he blew it. The sound was scary. And all of a sudden, it was like a wind was blowing only in the house. And the man got up with anger. And I was standing face to face with him, and I was shaking. And he said, "You have just 1 minute to pick what belongs to you." I was shaking. But somehow, I knew in that vision that I was to put my hands into his chest. And when I put my hands, those stuffs I met there were too many. But somehow, I could also recognize mine, and I picked it. And I wanted to also pick for as many as possible. And he said, when they pray to this point, every man will pick theirs. And as I picked mine, the man fell to the ground again, dead. And I woke up. I was sweating. Lord, what is this? Few moments later, I fell into another vision. And I saw someone running after me. I was locked up in the same room. The fellow could not enter. And the fellow began to knock the door and said, "I brought your best food." And from where I was, that's not even my best food, but then it was my best food. I saw the person. I saw the cooler. It was like from the room I could see outside. I saw the cooler, brown cooler, beans and rice with snail and plantain. So I woke up. As I woke up, I noticed somebody was knocking my door truly. So I went to open the door. It was a sister who came to greet me with rice, beans, and plantain and snail. I said, "I thought to prepare this for you." So I said, "God bless you. Let me have it." He said, "I want to stay some while so you can eat it and I can take the cooler." I said, "No, I will eat it when you are gone." Now, I poured the food into a plate and then escorted her out. One of my mentees then came to greet me, stumbled on the food, ate it before I came back, ate the food. From that moment, I can't tell now, the last I saw him was last year. He's nothing looked like ministry in his life. That was the end. Imagine the great misfortunes that will befall us if we are not in contact with God in prayer. The Bible said the dark places of this world is full of the habitations of cruelty. People of God, I want you to pray. If I will stop on the subject of prayer, we have been blessed. Are you following me? I want you to pray. Lord, I build capacity in the place of prayer. I build capacity. Prayer. Pray. Pray like your life depends on it. I build capacity. Ọba tó ń gbẹ́kún aládùúrà mo ti dé. Ọba tó ń gbẹ́kún aládùúrà mo ti dé o. Bọ̀rọ̀ mi o. Gbéjà mi já o má jẹ gbàgbà nu àdúrà o. Alemaka shelemakilatia. Bẹ̀bẹ̀kẹ́ labaka teke bọ́mọ kọ́tia. Atẹlẹmẹkọ bẹlakia teka dẹnẹmẹkẹ. Zindẹmẹkẹ ndẹmaka. Shelemaka. Bọ̀rọ̀ mi o. Gbéjà mi já o má jẹ gbàgbà nu àdúrà o. Bọ̀rọ̀ mi o. Gbéjà mi já o. Má jẹ gbàgbà nu àdúrà o. Ẹlẹmẹka ṣẹlẹmẹka. Zẹmẹkẹ láti àtà. Ṣẹlẹmẹka tẹ. Shelemaka, Telemakila, Zelemeke, Bemekelemekatia, Elemekem, Belemekelemakatia, Kabakabakelemeke, Endemekem, Bremekelatia, Zenke Bremekolatia, Elemekem, Bremekotia, Andamakan Limaka. Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. There are gates that will not open until there's a man to pray. I was showing you from Acts 6 how that a good mission, a good ministry is built on two legs. Peter speaking said, we'll give ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. When we pray the word. We pray the word. There is no such thing as, God, if this is your will, give it to me. We pray according to his will. Discern his will through his word, then pray it. Are you following me? Are you following me? I want to believe someone has been charged enough for you to go on retreat. Yes. The end of meetings like this is not for you to listen, be blessed. See, in the days I was pressing into certain things foundationally. I don't take bike after meetings. I grew up in Kano. I will attend meetings in Zungevu and trek from Zungevu Road to Niger Road. I will trek from Burma Road. I know the nooks and crannies of those cities. Trek, crying to God in prayers. Trek, crying to Him. Lord, use me to find expression in my life. Trek. When Apostle Paul called the song Master of the Universe, when he was trekking down from a meeting, go and check the story. I worked with his younger sister for years. Trekking from a meeting, caught the song, went around the nations of the earth. Comfort will not allow you access into deeper dimensions. You will not. Comfort will not. You can't mix the boat. You can't mix it. A believer in Christ is a soldier. And the motto, or the mindset of those guys, you don't get used to a level. God has blessed you, having done all, stand. He's here to bless you, stand. Will he bless you, stand? Attack is the best form of defense. And the place of prayer, you are hot. Are you following what I'm saying here? I pray that we will no longer have men and women here who will be sleeping every day throughout the night. We'll have men who wake up and take charge. Are you following what I'm saying here? Many people in my family could have died over and over. I'm telling you. The only time we've lost someone was my grandma. He died at 89. I know many of them who could have died. My mother would tell you. I know you are praying for us. In year 2015, she just called. Said she was diagnosed with diabetes. I said, I'm coming home. Diabetes. Went home. Had morning devotion. In her morning devotion, she goes on her knees throughout and pray. She was on her knees praying. I saw she had a good posture where I wanted her to be. I went there, placed my hands on her head. I command diabetes, get out! Around 5 a.m. in the morning, she screamed, scattered everywhere. It's a good way to scatter. After that, I told her, I brought wine when I was coming yesterday. It's for you. We've not come to that point where you no longer be able to take our food. Drink everything. Eat all the food. We are going for another test. And diabetes left. Until there's a man to pray, to look like there's no God to answer. Until there's a man to pray. People will not take no for an answer. How can you be in that family and the devil is going picking people one after the other? He picked this one. Acts chapter number 12. Herod stretched his hand, picked James. He saw it pleased the Jews. Stretched his hand, picked Peter. Both the church make intercession without ceasing. And God sent his angel to set him free. When we pray, we change things. Are you following me? I was going to minister. I shared the story. Going to minister in Ekpe. He said, thieves will rob you on this highway. Thieves used to rob you. He said, they robbed me. They die. They came. I was done ministering. They double crossed the car. A trailer. You were there. Trailer crumpled them. We reversed. Because when the angel led Lot, I told him, escape for your life. When we reversed, God has done it. We escaped. Are you following what I'm saying here?
you will not waste your destiny because of prayerlessness. Can I hear a big amen? Amen. All those who are under the sound of my voice, the anointing of prayer rest on you. Amen. You will not be able to stop praying. Amen. You will want to stop. You will not be able to stop. Amen. Every agenda God has proposed for this meeting, they are yours. Amen. You will not miss yours. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Once again, I celebrate Reverend Austin and Reverend Blessed. Thank you for the privilege given to me to be a blessing this year, National Conference. Thank you. God bless you.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to familylazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.